On this Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, tributes to the late civil rights leader in the city of Boston will conclude tonight with the Boston Children's Chorus. The hundreds of chorus members were all born long after Dr. King was assassinated. WBUR's Dolores Handy talked with some of them about what Dr. King means to them today.
This will be the 14th annual Martin Luther King concert performed by the Boston Children's Chorus. The focus has changed in light of concerns raised by the recent presidential election.
I was heading in one direction, and it did shift a little bit.
Anthony Tresick King is the president and artistic director of the Boston Children's Chorus.
No matter where you are on the spectrum of where you voted, it's clear that we're a divided country, and it's probably regressing, not necessarily improving. So how do we get over that? How do we move forward?
The theme of tonight's concert is How I Got Over. It now includes songs about the Syrian refugee crisis and the Trayvon Martin shooting.
What are you following me for?
The chorus was founded to break down barriers and foster understanding among young people in the city. As they prepare for the concert, the teenagers in the chorus are once again reflecting on what's happened since the death of Dr. King. Richard Dang of Dorchester is a senior at Boston Latin School.
It's definitely uncomfortable to see stuff that we might have assumed to be all set and finished coming back. Mostly like prejudice, racism, things that Martin Luther King really worked for and that we hope would definitely be over with.
These young people have seen the nation elect its first black president, though. But just days before Barack Obama leaves office, Framingham High School senior Robin Kerr says his time in office is a reminder of how far the country has yet to go.
Early when he got elected, people would use that to kind of say that race isn't an issue. But obviously, coming out of this election, we can see that there are many issues still revolving around race, and we haven't really gotten over the prejudice that has divided our country for so long.
And Children's Chorus Director Tresick King says it's important for the country to remember its history. The chorus is premiering a song that tells the story of the last slave captured in Massachusetts and returned to the South, the story of Anthony Burns. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.
In 1834,